going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, one thing is clear. Donald Trump knows this, Lee. He's got to lock up these leaders in Trinidad and Aragua before the Democrats get back into power.
Yep.
Or we're going to lose this country. And that's no exaggeration. This is Colonel Douglas McGregor. He was on a financial podcast and he's asked, where do you think we'll be at war next? And she says, will it be Russia? Will it be Iran? Middle East somewhere? Where are we going to be at war? Here's what he said.
If we do not deal decisively with the illegal aliens and the cartels that work within that framework inside the United States, literally go to war inside our country after we seal this border, and I mean seal it. I'm not talking about what we've got right now. So we've got to change the personnel. We have to have a different system to deal with those legal crossing points.
He says, we're going to lose this country, and that sounds a little extreme until you see the news of the last few weeks and realize how dug in they are here. That the Biden administration given 6,000 of them Social Security numbers. Some of them were internationally wanted terrorists too on terror watch list. Had them on welfare, allow them to roam free. They're human trafficking all over the country. And now the FBI this morning got with the assessment. Yes, they are a terror group. And that Maduro is using Trinidad and Aragua in particular as an attack mechanism to destabilize the United States of America. And when you understand Trinidad and Aragua is an arm of the Socialist Party in Venezuela, the enforcement arm, that they are ideological. They're not like these other gangs that, you know, even MS-13, they're bad dudes, but they're not ideological necessarily. They don't have a political bent. Trinidad and Aragua does. The leadership does. And they exist to further the aims and the goals of the Socialist Party of Venezuela. And so when you see the Democrats fighting the way that they are for them, Lee, it's scary. So they went all the way down to Colombia to get this guy that they're charging on the terror charges. He is a ringleader and they're picking him up as a terrorist. Why? Because if we don't get them in these other countries where they're hiding out now, they are going to be living here and taking territory.
Kind of interesting to see how quickly so many of these Central American and South American countries are now cooperating with the U.S. government.
Yeah, weird. We could have maybe done this before, right?
Yeah, you think?
Well, I mean, when you look back to, and this didn't get as much attention as it should have, when you look back to Kamala Harris running for president and Maduro literally steals the election. I mean, the whole world agrees.
Yeah.
There's no disagreement. He stole that election. I mean, he only got about 30% of the vote. And Kamala Harris puts out an ambiguous tweet where it's not quite clear if she's with Maduro or with the people of Venezuela.
Well, Kamala Harris and ambiguous are pretty much synonymous, yeah. But anyway.
So, that was it. That's all they had. So, I mean, overnight, you're seeing the extent of this fight that, you know, Colonel Douglas McGregor laid out. We've got 10 years. The cartel's going to have a death grip on this country. And in particular, I think it's going to be Tren de Aragua more than even, you know, MS-13 or some other gang. Stephen Miller last night was out talking about how many of these ringleaders we've already picked up. And this is what you're watching, the Democrats desperately trying to hold on to these people because this is their human trafficking network that brings them their future voters. And remember this, every voter is not just a future voter, okay? Because we have people that Reagan allowed in the 80s who are still bringing through chain migration. Family members, their family members, their family members, their family members, their family, on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, each one brings in three more. So they are very, very valuable to the Democrats. And TDA is known for human trafficking. Here's Stephen Miller last night.
The Democrat Party has become the party of terrorists and illegal aliens. That is the Democrat Party of today. Who does it sympathize with? Who does it fight for? Who does it move heaven and earth to protect? Illegal alien gang members and foreign terrorists. President Trump is leading a party for Americans, for all Americans, for American citizens. That's who he's fighting for, and he's doing it with a determination and a passion and a focus and a commitment we've never seen before. Let's talk just briefly about Tren de Aragua, the vicious gang that drills holes in people's hands, chops off their fingers, murders them in cold blood, a gang that, based on information that has been discovered by FBI, is even plotting assassination attempts inside the United States of America. In just the last few weeks, President Trump has found 300 ringleaders and top members of the Tren de Aragua terrorist organization. They are the ones that are now in Texas awaiting deportation under the Alien Enemies Act, stymied by judges, but Sean, they're going to get deported. They're going to get sent home. President Trump found them. 300 ringleaders and top executives of that terrorist organization in just the last couple of weeks. That is his level of determination while the Democrat Party is flying around the world defending gangbangers and terrorists.
Yeah, that's where we are, pretty much.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I put that with the news we had yesterday that officials on both sides of the border have found cartel leaders now using Telegram to plot the assassination of Donald Trump. So for Donald Trump, I think he probably feels he is at war. They are not interested. There's no interest in assassinating Democrats, you understand. Just him. And that tells you everything. They see the Democrats as fellow travelers. This has, especially with Tren de Aragua, a political angle to it. And that's why they'll fight for every single last one. And no matter what it takes. Meanwhile, do you see this? St. Kilmar, Abrigo Garcia, was transferred out of the Seacott Detention Center. He now has his own room with his own bed and is served three meals a day. He's in a low security facility now. So he's beginning to inch out of, I'm afraid, El Salvador, which is what the Democrats want. They can get him to another country that's not run by Bukele. They think they can get it back to America. That sets the legal precedent. Because then we got to have all of the adjudication around him, all of the hearings. He's already had three. They're pretending he hasn't had any, you know, due process. He's had so much due process. So anyway, Steve Bannon was talking about that. He said, look, they're inching him out. They've already got him out of the prison. They're trying to inch him back here. We now are learning he's, you know, pretty much slam dunk. He's a human trafficker. Here's Steve Bannon on if they can get that legal precedent and the Democrats understand. This is what I was saying. I've been saying this for 2 weeks. This is what they want. This, you will see, this is a terrible precedent.
I don't like the fact he's been transferred from CCOT. I don't like the direction of this so far. This is the worst of the worst. And look how the media's embraced this and made this guy a hero. The reason is it's about due process. If, and their concept of these invaders, if we bring him back for that hearing, it's over. It's over. It's over for the sovereignty of the country. It's over for the country. You're never going to get to the rest of the criminal gangs. President Trump, I think, came out on Truth Social today. Megan, look, you know this 1,000 times better than I do. I think he said the calculation that the ICE guys have done is 200 years. You'd have 200 years to even get to the criminals, not even to the 10 million, just the due process hearings you would have.
Yeah. Or Congress could just take away the authority to hear immigration cases from the district courts. Or take away their national injunction authority. That'd work, too.
You know, where was this talk of due process when the Biden administration was flouting U.S. immigration law and allowing people into the country by the millions?
Nowhere.
Yeah, there was no due process there.
No. Meanwhile, we're finding out more about Kilmar Abrego Garcia's boss in the human trafficking industry, where they go down to Texas to pick people up. The reason that Kilmar was driving a van that was not his is because his boss... who owned the van was convicted of human trafficking and deported from the country. So he wasn't around. Kilmar had to drive the van instead with the illegal immigrants in it. But you'll never guess where they were bringing the illegals to from the pickup point in Texas.
We got the complaint for the owner of the vehicle in the stop 2 years earlier in Mississippi. And he basically told a Homeland Security officer that he was running a business out of Houston called Trans Express, and he was charging $350 per person to transport illegal aliens from Houston to South Carolina and Virginia.
Oh, good. So now it's here.
Yeah.
And Lee, I keep saying this. This is why our governor needs to follow in Ron DeSantis's footprints. And it's very easy to do. Trump was happy to help deputize every single law enforcement officer in this entire state as a border patrol agent, as an ICE agent, as a federal deportation authority so they can begin picking them up. We need a force multiplier here, okay? Because we've already had St. Kilmar come through here, you know, dropping off illegals. Henry McMaster could do this too. Ron DeSantis did it. Trump was happy to delegate the deportation authority. That poor kid who died at that college a few weeks ago, killed by an illegal immigrant jump driver, maybe we would have picked him up. Maybe we would have. Guess what? That guy could bond out now. Nobody pick him up. Again, Henry McMaster, I am sure he knows Ron DeSantis did this. He could deputize every law enforcement officer. And now when they pull over an illegal, they could pick him up. They call ICE right there. ICE will come get him. Problem solved. We don't have to let them drive off. Unless Henry McMaster just wants them to. Which I can only assume at this point.